live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. It's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Tuesday edition of Q&A, a really packed show. For you today, we're going to open up by talking to Mike Sanders. He is the Director of Marketing at NTIcentral.org. They help place disabled veterans into home-based businesses. Then we'll talk with Suzanne Springer. She has some Mother's Day shopping specials from True Value to tell us about. Then after the news with Link, we'll talk with Vicki Paris-Goodman. She has all sorts of local entertainment news and features to tell us about. But first, we're going to go to Mike Sanders. Mike, tell us, what exactly is NTI Central?
Oh, so NTI places Americans with disabilities back in the workplace through our job services. We're an employment network underneath the Social Security Administration's Ticket to Work program, and we've been around for a little over 20 years. And in addition, we've helped out over 175,000 individuals across the United States in their job search efforts. Actually, we helped out within the radius of your radio station, we helped out about 2,400 individuals.
Wow.
And since then, we've expanded to helping individuals with an umbrella of various disabilities ranging from autism to spinal cord injuries. So the disabilities of those that we help could be mental or physical.
So go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, go ahead. No. Well, we have two different divisions.
And what kinds of jobs are available?
So the jobs that are available, we have an NTI at home program, so that way people who have physical disabilities, if they need to work from home, they could participate in that program. And the positions usually range in the areas of customer service, call center, IT help desk. And then we have a land a job division, which if an individual doesn't want to work at home and they want to go to an on-site role, they can find positions that range from entry-level roles to executive positions. So there's something for everyone in our database and exclusive to organizations who are actively looking for seeking individuals with disabilities to fill those roles.
Mike, here in Northern Arizona, we have an awful lot of retired veterans. We are the home of the Northern Arizona VA Healthcare Center. We have a lot of veteran support groups. We always honor the veterans here. So describe for us the training programs and how a veteran can qualify for those.
Sure. They're free, and it's virtual training through the NTI University. We have a wide range array of training programs for both divisions in order to transition someone back in the workplace. So a lot of individuals who come to us, they haven't been in a position for a long period of time due to their disability. Therefore, we want to guide them back into the workplace. And for our NTI at home division, we provide online instructor-led training as well as order to transition them back to the workplace. So we have an instructor-led three-day retail call center training course, and it's offered free to individuals with disabilities. And then in our Land a Job program, we also offer online training, but we also offer a very robust Pinterest page which provides hundreds of different articles in order to prepare somebody for their job search.
Now, you've also partnered with the rock group Portugal the Man, and they recently broke the record for most weeks at number one on Billboard's Alternative Songs chart. Their song was Feel It Still. Tell us how that partnership happened and what the message is.
Well, this was a fun, unexpected journey. So for the past year, NTI has been searching for the right bands, actors, sports figures who could leverage their voice to spread the word of NTI. And we realized advocating for individuals with disabilities and disabled veterans isn't a fit for everyone. We were seeking a genuine fit, someone who truly believes in what we do. So as a person who is always on the edge of new music, I listen to maybe about 40 to 50 releases per day. And within 5 minutes of Portugal the Man's release, Feel It Still, I knew the song was going to be a smash. So it was going to raise Portugal the Man to the next level. So before the song even finished, I already started talking to their management company to see if something would happen. And I was already familiar with the band's political beliefs and the fact that Eric Eric Hawk was not only an individual with a disability, but an advocate. And then later on, I found out before becoming part of Portugal Demand, he was doing the same kind of work that we promoted NTI. So it seemed to be a very cohesive process. He's been a really great person to work with, and the video could be seen at PortugalTheMan.NTICentral.org. And we used tracks from the Woodstock album and a few that Eric contributed on. So it's definitely worth a listen. Right now it's being played on over 300 stations, and it talks about the services that we offer to individuals with disabilities and disabled veterans nationwide.
Now, for those listeners whose musical taste leans toward country, you also have a relationship. Tell us about that one with Craig Campbell.
Oh, we do. We do. Country single Craig Campbell, he just released a new hit out there. I ended up meeting up with him after a concert in Boston, and I just talked to him a little bit about what we do, and he said he'll give us a listen, take a look at our website, and if he felt like it was a good fit, he'd contact me back. The next day, he contacted me back and said, let's make it happen. Craig Campbell's been absolutely fantastic. Just trying to work with him and his advocacy work behind individuals who have cancer, as well as disabled veterans nationwide. He's a true American hero.
Mike, what are some of the benefits to the employers or the business people who hire these disabled veterans?
Sure. So it's not just It works a couple of different ways. So there's these things called WOTC credits out there. So individuals who, or organizations who hire individuals within their companies, they can get certain types of tax credits back. But what I found out over the course of the time that I've been working here at NTI is the real value is behind the people who exist here. So when we ended up working with one technology company that's a Fortune 500 company, we sent over 12 individuals to work along with them. They ended up outperforming the people who were currently on the job, because one of the things that they find is they find the dedication, the fact that these individuals have been in the workforce for a long period of time. So it may be somebody who's an IT director ended up getting a disability, and 5 years later, they're able to use that past experience along with a really good one. So they're able to really transition back in the workplace, and they appreciate that opportunity. So it's not just a value for the individual who's getting the job, but an extreme value for the company who's hiring those people.
And I understand that NTI provides not only professional one-on-one mentoring and resume assistance and guidance, but free virtual training through, as you mentioned before, NTI University. Describe NTI University for us.
Oh, NTI University. So we started that up quite a few years ago, and it's dedicated to offer free training for our programs. We offer an 3-day retail call center training course, which encompasses all facets, so that way you could transition someone who's never done it before into the right roles within some of the Fortune 500 companies that we've been working with. So like Apple, IBM, Amazon, John Hancock. So all these companies, we try to take in perspective what it takes in order to be a call center representative, IT help desk representative, and provide to them the right instruction in order to get them guided through their journey.
Tell us about your division LandaJob.
Oh, LandaJob. So LandaJob is a great component. We started that up maybe about 5 years ago because not everybody who had a disability wanted to get an at-home job. So they may had a specialized experience out there. They could have been a scientist. They could have been, just a field worker, things like that. And we ended up creating this database of over 500,000 active positions exclusively for individuals with disabilities. And all these companies who post on there, they're looking for people who are individuals with disabilities and disabled veterans to fill those roles. And what is really amazing about this program is we work along with the Social Security Administration to offer this. So if you get a job and you're on SSI or SSDI, and you end up coming back into the workplace, you could be eligible for up to $12,000 in workplace reimbursements. So that could be anything from a work computer. It could be daycare. It could be your transportation getting to work. It could be anything that exists surrounding your day-to-day work expenses.
Now, NTI has been around for about how long?
It's been around for a little over 20 years now.
How important was it that the federal government passed the ADA Act and required public transit systems to be more disabled friendly to allow people to commute freely around the city?
Oh, that's a good question. I know that the American Disabilities Act was back in 1990. And there's continuous efforts in order to make transportation more accessible out there. And there's more ride shares within different communities mm-hmm. in order to provide individuals with disabilities ways to get to work and get to their locations appropriately.
Mm-hmm. Describe the backgrounds of some of the people you've placed in jobs.
It's mixed. It's really mixed. So we've had everybody come through the door. So it could range from individuals who've driven buses before to directors of marketing. You never know who's going to come on through. But the individuals, they want to come back in the workplace. They want to feel a part again. They want to become self-sufficient. And we're the right organization to help guide those needs.
Mm-hmm. Now, for those who have an SSI or SSDI connection, or if they have a vocational rehabilitation or VA counselor, how can they contact NTI?
Sure. So the best way listeners could contact us is by visiting our website, nticentral.org. And on the website, they're going to have access to both the Land a Job and NTI at Home information. And if they want to register, it takes maybe about 5 minutes to complete the registration process. Alternatively, if they want to speak to somebody, they could call up toll-free at 877-248-8912. Also, too, if they want to follow along on social media, we do a lot of advocacy work and awareness work on there. They could follow along at nticentral.org/Facebook or landajob.org/Facebook.
And before we let you go, Mike, tell us what other type of advocacy work NTI does.
Oh, we really get involved out there. So the work at home and land job is just one component out there, but we've been actively involved in disability events such as the anniversary of the Americans with Disability Acts, numerous inclusive job fairs. We're the host for the United Nations International Day of Disability, both in Boston, and we took a place with the events in New York City. We even covered the Paralympics.
Oh.
And yeah, so we do a lot of work with that. We were actually the third most known entity out there for getting coverage on the Paralympics. So we did a lot of unique interviews out there. And you can find that stuff on our social media platforms like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. There's a ton of stories, events, awareness days regarding the individuals with disabilities.
And one last time, Mike, give us a web page or a phone number where our listeners, if they're interested, can contact you.
Absolutely. They could go to our website at nticentral.org, or they could call up toll-free at 877-248-8912. We'll be happy to help you out.
That is Mike Sanders with NTICentral.org. Mike, you've made the day for a lot of our listeners today. We have a lot of retired veterans and a lot of active veterans here in Northern Arizona. Thank you for all you do on behalf of that community, and you have a great day.
You too. Thank you so much.
You bet. Bye-bye. That is Mike. Central.org. What a great program they have going. Stay tuned because I've got Suzanne Springer coming in with great news for Mother's Day. She's with True Value in Prescott. That's coming up next on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQ&A.com.
Good. Get your tickets now to see Dave Stamey at the Prescott Oaks Theater and Performing Arts Center, Friday, May 18th.
I like a dusty road, cattle guards, cottonwoods by the stream.
Dave Stamey in concert. 7 times Male Performer of the Year. 5 times Songwriter of the Year. Western Music Hall of Famer.
See the trail rise up to greet you as you ride.
Take time from your complicated blood and enjoy music and stories from a simpler time. Dave Stamey at the Prescott Oaks Theater and Performing Arts Center, Friday night, May 18th.
Come ride with me. Let's ride away.
Get your tickets at the Elks box office by calling 777-1370 or online at PrescottElksTheater.com.
Come ride with me.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
What's going on under the hood?
Pack rats chewed up my wires. Can't anybody do something?
This is Gary Denton of Amco Transmissions and Total Car Care in Prescott Valley, the only place you will find a cure for pack rats in your vehicle. Amco Transmissions and Total Car Care right here in Prescott Valley has our exclusive rodent-free system will protect your engine, computer systems, and wiring for just $19.95. Come in and see us. Amco Transmissions and Total Car Care. AA MCO.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Bee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
I want to remind you of some good things going on around town. The Spouse Whisperer, Mark Cordes, brings 90 minutes of belly laughs to the Prescott Elks Theater this Saturday. Go online to PrescottElksTheater.com or call 777-1370 for your tickets for Saturday to see the Spouse Whisperer. Be sure to bring your better half for a night of solid laughs for both of you. I saw him 3 years ago. My side is still sore. This guy is really good. I hope you'll join us this Saturday morning at the Quad City Safeway stores as we collect non-perishable foods for our area's needy families and food banks. Keep in mind that when school ends, a lot of kids will not get their hot meals. This is part of the annual Postal Carriers Food Drive, and I'll be set up outside the Safeway in Prescott Valley between 10 and 1. I hope you'll stop by, bring some food to donate, or buy it right there at Safeway and say hello. The Tuesday Night Classic movie series continues tonight at the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley with the movie that inflicted Sylvester Stallone on the movie-going public for 4 decades. It's the original Rocky, and with all the jokes you've heard about Sylvester Stallone, keep in mind he won the Oscar that year for Best Actor, Best Director, and Best Picture. Of course, there have been about, 15 sequels since. But with all those awards Stallone won, he played himself, essentially, best role of his career. And a fun fact about Sylvester Stallone. He later invested in the Italian restaurant chain Buca di Beppo, and his mother liked their food so much, she kept calling the Buca di Beppo at Universal City Walk in L.A. and demanding they deliver party platters of food to her house for guests. And of course, she never signed for it, saying her son was one of the owners. Well, finally, the general manager of that restaurant got visited by the area director, who said, "Why are your profit margins so low?" And she explained, well, Sylvester Stallone's mother keeps getting platters of food to go and never pays for it. So he called up Mama Stallone and told her to knock it off. No such thing as a free lunch, even if your son owns a joint. Hey, we've got Suzanne Springer coming up in just a moment from True Value on today's Q&A. On the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live at KQNA.com.
On your boots, mosey on up to the Prescott Rodeo Grounds for a night of craps, roulette, and 21 just for fun. It's Prescott Sunup Rotary's Double Down Casino Night, May the 12th, beginning at 5 p.m. Proceeds benefit Yavapai Exceptional Industries and local Rotary Club charities. Tickets online at DoubleDownCasinoNight.com. Dinner, drink, $100 casino and a chance to win fantastic prizes, all for just $50 per person. Saturday night, May the 12th, at the Prescott Rodeo Grounds, Double Down Casino Night, sponsored by Sunup Rotary and supported by KQNA News Talk Sports.
If you're a contractor or an industry partner, Yavapai County Contractors Association needs you. Why? With the YCCA membership, your business can be stronger. We are a referral organization. We represent you on legislative issues. We work with building departments. We are your voice and your strength. YCCA, helping businesses like yours since 1960. Call me, Sandy, 928-778-0040, YCCA.org.
Make this the year you discover your away. It's the place that's easy to find, closer than you think, creates a feeling that's impossible to forget, and best of all, well within your means. This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV. Find your perfect away place, and we can help the well within your means part. We've extended our 21st anniversary celebration and sale prices through Sunday, June 3rd, to give everyone more time to take advantage of our best pricing of the year. This means our super low anniversary prices, money-saving factory incentives, and special financing will remain in effect on all RVs until June 3rd. But time's a-wasting, your away place is waiting, and there's no time like the present to turn your daydream into an exciting, affordable dream come true. Come see Affinity RV today. Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyle together for over 21 years. Proud to be named Arizona's only top 50 RV dealer in the U.S. and Canada. Three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and Dewey, or online anytime at affinityrv.com.
Indulge your senses with delicious fun Mother's Day weekend at the Prescott Fine Arts and Wine Festival on the square in beautiful downtown Prescott. Starting at 10 a.m. each day, feast your eyes on over 160 artists' works, then relax and savor award-winning local wines in the Arizona Wine Garden and Marketplace. Prescott Fine Arts and Wine Festival, May 12th and 13th, presented by Mountain Artists Guild and Cellar 433, is the largest showcase of fine art and wine in northern Arizona. For more info, visit cellar433.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Fong.
Hey, guess what's coming up this Sunday? Suzanne Springer, tell us what's coming up this Sunday.
I believe it's Mother's Day.
Mother's Day. You can't miss that. Boy, if you miss Mother's Day, you're in trouble the rest of the year, aren't you?
Yes, you are.
Well, tell us what's going on at True Value for Mother's Day.
We have all kinds of things for your mom. Things she didn't even need, know she needed.
That's what I've been telling her for years.
We have pots and pans. We have giftware. We have scarves. We even have socks that have little dog pictures of dog breeds on them. If you can't find it at our store, it's not worth having.
Now, give me a rough breakdown, percentage-wise, men versus women, what your shopping population tends to be.
It's still predominantly male, but probably maybe two-thirds male, but one-third female. Mm-hmm. And we get a lot of the women who complain to their husbands when they first move into town that they weren't invited to the hardware store because they didn't know it would be such a great store to go to.
And it's not just hardware, it's home and garden too, right?
Yes, absolutely.
So how long has this Prescott True Value been around?
We've been in business since 1982. Mm-hmm. My parents, Ben and Jane Andre, started it in a 7,000 square foot store at the old Whole Foods location on Iron Springs Road. Mm-hmm. About 5 years later, they expanded to 15,000 square feet. And in 1994, we moved to the location on Miller Valley Road.
So you've been involved with this almost your whole life, right? Because they owned it?
Yeah, well, since 1990.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It seems like my whole life.
So you were brought up in the business, weren't you?
Pretty close, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Give me a background. What has surprised you about running a hardware store, a hardware home and garden store?
Surprised. The people.
Mm-hmm.
They surprise you every single day. You don't know if it's going to be a good or bad, but they surprise you because it just, it's always different.
How often do you get people walking up to either you or one of your employees and say, how do you do this?
Oh, every day. Every single day.
And how important is it to have your people trained to answer those questions?
Oh, we have the best trained, best salespeople in northern Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
The years of knowledge in that store is probably over 130 years.
Wow.
Yes.
Now, didn't you just win a big award from True Value Corporate?
We did. We won the best True Value store in town for our area. There's 13 stores won this award out of 4,400 different True Value stores across the United States and internationally.
Now, what makes you so much more than a great hardware store, as your commercials say?
We have so much more than just a hardware store.
Mm-hmm.
We have a large kitchen shop, which includes all kinds of kitchen gadgets, pots, pans. We have Swiss diamonds, Willing, Bialetta. We even have Staub cookware. We have kitchen knives and scissors, Henkel, Wasabi, Boker. We even have a large bar section with all kinds of wine, gizmos, and gadgets.
Hey, now you got my attention. Keep going.
Everything for your own happy hour at home. We have a gourmet food section with grilling sauces, seasoning, soups, dip mixes, and more. Would you believe we have lotions, jewelry, scarves, even socks with the dog breeds? We have unique gift ideas for all occasions. We have outdoor living with everything you need for your deck and patio. We have a fantastic selection of barbecues. We have Weber, Traeger, Big Green Egg, plus all the accessories to make you the best grill master in town.
Now, with the weather getting warmer and sunny days coming up and nice 80-degree temperatures, I bet you're getting a big rush of people getting ready for the outdoors, aren't you?
We are, and our live plants are just flying out the door.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of live plants?
We have vegetables, tomatoes, herbs, flowers, you name it. If you want to plant it in your garden, we've got it.
Mm-hmm. Now, your award that you got from True Value Corporate mentions attention to community. Now, what do you do to support Prescott and the surrounding areas?
Oh, there are so many nonprofits and charitable organizations that we support. We support the big ones, Big Brothers, Big Sisters, Boys and Girls Clubs.
Mm-hmm.
We support the smaller organizations, Charlotte Hall, the Prescott Center for Fine Arts, Lions Clubs, Rotary Clubs, even the Seligman Historical Society. We support all the schools, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, 4-H, Little League. The list is endless.
Mm-hmm.
We do merchandise for raffles, community service announcements on our signboard. We have sponsorships, cash donations, and more.
Now, do you find a lot of people, maybe the older generation, the so-called greatest generation, they tend to be pretty well able to take care of things themselves? Kids today, 20-somethings, 30-somethings, maybe not so much. Do you find that for all of our attention to electronic devices, maybe we're not real good at all the handiwork and need more skills in that and more help with that?
It's kind of funny. The younger generation, they want to do it, and they actually will YouTube it, and they may come in and need a little help, and they say, hey, I YouTubed this, but I'm not quite sure how it works.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we're there.
What that reminds me of, my first radio job in Kansas, we had an auto shop down the road. They had a sign outside that said, we actually repair what your husband said he fixed. Do you ever get people coming in saying, well, he tried to fix this, but...
Yes, we do, and we get the wives that come in, and their husband sends them in and says, I need this.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, did you want this one, or this one?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a phone we can use?
Now, I have to ask you, because you've grown up in the business, how handy are you?
I'm pretty handy.
Mm-hmm.
I can fix our toilets. I can fix the leaky sinks. Some of the major jobs I don't want to do anymore because I'm just getting too old.
Mm-hmm. What percentage of your business do you think, just give me a ballpark figure, is from contractors and people doing these things professionally?
Oh, a fairly small portion. We're mostly do-it-yourselfers.
Mostly home? Oh, really?
Yeah.
Home do-it-yourselfers. Okay. So what are some of the most common questions they ask you?
Let's see. My toilet is making this funny sound, and it always is leaking. What do I do to fix it?
Mm-hmm.
My faucet is dripping. Let's see. What else? My deck furniture needs to be refinished. How do we do that?
Mm-hmm. And tell us about the importance of shopping, even though this is part of a chain, right?
No, we're all independently owned.
Now I thought you guys were being run from corporate.
No.
So you actually bought the store and you own it, right?
We own it. We are independently owned. We are an independent business.
I'm pleasantly surprised to hear that. So tell us the importance of shopping locally.
I can't stress shopping locally, how important it is. It supports the community.
Mm-hmm.
For every dollar you spend locally, 40 to 60 cents stays in the community versus mm-hmm. 25% or 10 cents or 25 cents.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tax basis. It's what helps your
businesses. Keeps the money local because all your employees benefit from it too.
Right.
So tell, I've got your current sale ad here. Tell us about some of the great bargains going on at True Value right now.
Well, if you're looking for some outdoor patio furniture, we've got a 3-piece bistro set for $99.99. It's got a little table and two chairs. We have a 5-piece dining set with a table and four chairs. A little fire pit and a couple benches, not to mention the solar lighting that you can put out so that you can see your way in the dark.
Mm-hmm. And also, for people who get the ValPak mailers, I think that means everybody, you've got a $5 off coupon when you purchase $50. That's always handy, too. Whatever kinds of good things do you have in the sale ad this week?
Well, we have the bargains of the month, and those go on for the entire month of May. And we have the Miracle-Gro plant food. A 0G 50-foot contactor-grade hose. It's one of those that kind of shrinks up and prevents kinks, and it weighs a little bit less. We have charcoal for $12.99, and we have the Adirondack plastic chairs for $16.99.
Those are good for sitting out and watching this Arizona sunset, aren't they?
They are.
So I have to ask you, now, a lot of guys don't know what to get mom for Mother's Day. Do you have gift certificates so they can be generous and let mom pick out what she needs?
We do.
And those can be available almost any denomination, right?
Any denomination that they want. Come mm-hmm. in, come to the registers and tell me you need a gift certificate for mom, and we'll get them taken care of.
Or better yet, bring mom in the store and let her walk you around, right?
Absolutely. And if you need some ideas, we have lots of helpful, friendly staff that can steer you in the right direction.
Mm-hmm. And, when you talk about the people who come into the store, tell us about the different departments in the store that people can choose from.
Oh, we have hardware, we have paint, we have nuts and bolts. We have one of the largest selections of nuts and bolts in northern Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
We have tools, all kinds of power tools. We have plumbing, lawn and garden. We have the service center, which has the lawnmowers, the power equipment, the chainsaws. We even have a mechanic that can fix those for you.
And I saw some great brand names in the store, too.
Yes, we have Steel, Echo, Black & Decker, Milwaukee, DeWalt, all the big names.
And how can people find you at True Value?
We are at 846 Miller Valley Road in Prescott. Mm-hmm. Our phone number is 928-445-6422.
Can they look you up online?
They can. PrescottTrueValue.com.
Very good. Suzanne Springer, and happy Mother's Day to you and all of yours. Sounds like a great place to shop for Mother's Day. Thanks for coming in and letting us know about the values at True Value. Stay tuned because we've got news with Link coming up, and then we're going to talk to Vicki Paris Goodman about local entertainment around the area. That's coming your way on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
James Roush here of Wallach & Volk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Wallach & Volk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
You need a new fan motor? Your main circuit board is bad? Tired of paying for constant repairs to your heating and cooling system? Call Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling at 458-8177 today for a free in-home estimate. They have easy and affordable financing available on a wide variety of systems that can meet almost any budget. Visit pvhac.com or call 458-8177 today. And don't forget to ask about their 10-year worry-free program. Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems?
That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com, brought to you by AbbVie.
Look, if your mom, wife, or mother-to-be enjoys dead cut flowers and the peace that comes when dining with all those kids, then by all means, take her to your favorite buffet rather than some piece of plastic.
But if she really loves her garden, a gift card from Waters makes perfect sense. In reality, you're giving her 90 minutes of peace and quiet while she shops for her own flowers.
Waters Garden Center, 1815 Iron Springs Road in Prescott. The place where people who love their gardening moms love to shop.
We're KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Tuesday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Q&A with DJ Phone, brought to you by Wallach & Volk. The Prescott Unified School District office's property could finally be sold. At 5 tonight, the board will meet in a closed session to discuss the sale of the Granite Street property. Once the board reconvenes into open session, it will consider approving modifications to the sale and purchase agreements. Such modifications and the original agreements will remain confidential until the close of escrow. The Prescott Unified School District board meeting will be held in the district office boardroom on Gurley Street. Meanwhile, the Humboldt Unified School District board meets at 6:30 tonight to consider the hiring of Cole Young as Assistant Superintendent of Operations and Christine Griffin as Granville Elementary School Principal for next year. The meeting will be held in the transportation facility on Robert Road in Prescott Valley. A Cornville woman has been arrested after she allegedly passed, or tried to pass, funny money.
Towards the end of last month, a Yavapai County Sheriff's detective had been following up on a prior investigation involving counterfeit money at Verde Valley businesses.
Based on his knowledge of a suspect identified in a 2017 counterfeit currency case, the suspect was likely responsible for multiple reported incidents in recent months. The suspect was identified as 38-year-old Sarah Brummett from Cornville.
Yavapai County Sheriff's Office spokesman Dwight Devlin says Brummett would trick employees into accepting the fake bills.
Brummett would suggest to employees they use their security marking pen. Since these bills had been reprinted on authentic U.S. Treasury paper, the pen would not detect counterfeiting.
During Brummett's arrest last Thursday, detectives seized several inkjet printers and numerous chemicals used to wash U.S. currency. They also found a large amount of counterfeit bills in $20, $50, and $100 denominations. Inside Brummett's purse, detectives found 4 grams of methamphetamine and paraphernalia. For more information on this story, log on to KQNA.com and click on the link to Prescott E-News. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Mostly clear skies tonight, sunny and dry this week with a fire weather warning. Expect an overnight low of 56 tonight in the Prescott area with a high of 87 tomorrow and a high of 85 on Thursday. 61 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley with a high on Wednesday of 96 and a high on Thursday of 94. Q&A will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM and 95.5 FM. KQ&A.
Staying healthy and active is important to you. Don't let varicose veins, spider veins, or non-healing wounds slow you down. They may be a sign of a more serious condition known as chronic venous insufficiency. Symptoms include aching, painful, or fatigued legs, swelling, itching, or cramping, or skin changes. More than 25 million Americans suffer from some sort of venous disorder. The good news is that your options for treatment are more diverse than ever before. The experts at the Vein Center at Yavapai Regional Medical Center in Prescott Valley can help restore leg circulation to improve health, reduce pain, and get you back to your active life. Dr. Anil Kumar, board certified in vascular medicine and the medical director of YRMC's Vein Center, leads a multidisciplinary team that includes experts in wound care, infectious diseases, and diabetes management. Talk to your healthcare provider about the Vein Center at YRMC or call 928-759-5890.
This is your Conservative Minute with State Representative David Stringer.
This is David Stringer. Arizona is a gateway state for immigration. We have always welcomed newcomers, but high levels of illegal immigration have brought special problems. Uncontrolled immigration crowds our schools, strains our health care system, and fills our jails. Many Arizonans feel overwhelmed by what feels like an out-of-control influx of immigrants that is changing the quality of our lives and the fabric of our culture. It takes time to assimilate people from another country who speak a different language and have a different ancestry, a different history, and a different way of life. That's why I support stronger border security and an overall reduction in immigration levels. A country belongs to the people who live there. I oppose politicians who want to give our country away. I support the right of the American people to decide for ourselves who we want as our neighbors and fellow citizens.
This has been your Conservative Minute with David Stringer, paid for by Conservatives for Stringer.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Fung.
We are back live at 3:40. Now, as you know, tomorrow I have Kathy Miller-Hahn, who's directing Big River, The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn at the PCA. Well, one of the people who you've gotten very familiar with reading her reviews of local entertainment, including stage productions, is Vicki Paris Goodwin. She's here right now to talk to us. Vicki, I'm looking over your background, and I have to ask a very simple question. How in the world is somebody who spent 22 years as an applications engineer of pumping systems and 15 years as a real property appraiser for LA County end up writing reviews on Prescott stage plays?
Good question. Years ago, I lived in a neighborhood that happened to get a community newspaper called the Signal Tribune out of Signal Hill, which is right in the middle. The city of Signal Hill is right in the middle of Long Beach, California. And one day when the paper arrived, it had a little blurb in it that said, the Signal needs a good theater reviewer. If you think you would be a good reviewer for the Signal, write us 25 words or less as to why. So I did the cleverest 25 words I could come up with and shot it in, and I got an assignment. And that first review took me 8 hours to write because I didn't know what I was doing.
Oh, goodness.
And the second one took about 8 hours. And then they started getting I started getting into a little rhythm, and the average now is about an hour and a half for review, but that's how it happened, and
isn't
I stayed
something?
For 20 years with that paper.
How about that? You know, reviewing stage plays is one thing, but then again, too, you started playing the violin when you were 7, and you ended up doing reviews of concerts of not only Prescott's local classical music groups, but also some concerts of the Phoenix Symphony. So what are you looking for when you're reviewing a symphony concert?
Well, we're so lucky to have 7 Phoenix Symphony concerts a year here in Prescott at Yavapai College Performing Arts Center. I think that's great that they come up here to play.
Mm-hmm.
And what I look for, I take notes, which I don't do usually when I review a play, and I just take notes on my impressions, and I try not to do too much musician's jargon, because we want, you know, these reviews to appeal to the layman, just the appreciator of classical music. Mm-hmm. And I just say what I think was terrific about the piece. I describe it a little bit, and then I say if there was a soloist, I talk a little bit about the soloist, and I give the highlights, and that's pretty much it, and I just make my way through the concert.
You know, in my teen years, I used to read reviews by Rex Reed, who, by the way, is still doing it, and he could be vicious, and a reporter asked him one time, why are you so mean in your reviews? He says, well, no reviewer or critic ever got famous by saying nice things. And I'm going like, wait a minute, that's not really your job. How do people react when they find out you were coming in as a critic to review their performance?
Well, I think they didn't know what to make of me, and maybe they were even a little scared. And the paper actually said, now remember, Vicki, this is community theater.
Right.
But I guess what they didn't really realize is most of what I reviewed in Long Beach or Signal Hill was community theater.
Mm-hmm.
The Long Beach Playhouse, and then I would do some professional performances, too, at Orange County Performing Arts or at the Music Center in downtown L.A.
Sure.
And you have to consider who it is. Now, Prescott Center for the Arts, for example, they do a wonderful job, but they're community theater.
They're not getting paid for it, are they?
No, they're not. And, boy, what a job they do. There's so many fine actors and directors up here.
It's
I can't believe
love.
It. When we moved here a year and a half ago, I thought, what am I going to have to do to get my fix on plays and symphony? Am I going to have to make trips down to Phoenix or just do without? No, I haven't made a single trip down to Phoenix yet, and I don't think I'm going to have to. Mm-hmm. I love what I've found up here.
Sure, and from being in California all those years, you're very aware how many people who were in the arts and theater and entertainment scenes in California moved here, and now they are performing in those venues, aren't they?
That's right. There are some older actors who are retired now, and some of them were in the business.
Sure.
You know, Robin Allen is a professional actress.
Mm-hmm.
I have to think
people like that.
I was just going to say Jonathan Perpich. He's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got younger ones. I guess they grew up here. I haven't had a chance to ask Will Larson how he got so talented.
Yeah.
He has been fantastic in every single role, musical, dramatic. There's so many of them like that. Then there are the kids. Prescott Center for the Arts just did Lost in Yonkers,
mm-hmm.
which is a Neil Simon play that's semi-autobiographical about his childhood.
Mm-hmm. And the movie had, I believe, Mercedes Rule. Yeah.
Yes. And they have to have two kids that can memorize enough lines for an entire play because those are the two starring roles. So they used Asa Doherty, oh, God, is he adorable, and Duncan Calhoun as the two brothers. Phenomenal. I have no explanation.
And one of the great things, and I've mentioned this on the air several times, one of the great things about working with kids in a play is you can see how much self-discipline they have to show up every time for rehearsal, to learn their lines, to hit their marks without, as the old saying goes, without tripping over the furniture and without chewing the scenery, and how they have to learn to be part of an ensemble and be there for each other. What a great life lesson that is.
It really must be. I can't speak to that out of personal experience, but you're right. These are children that don't have a lot of maturity, obviously, because they might be 11 and 13 years old,
mm-hmm.
and they have all the discipline in the world.
Sure. Do you have a favorite play that is staged here?
I do, and Prescott Center for the Arts produced it this past season. The Importance of Being Earnest by mm-hmm. Oscar Wilde.
Sure.
It is the most wonderful 90 minutes of theater I have ever seen in my life and has one of the best twist endings in all of literature.
Mm-hmm.
Now, obviously, that twist ending only gets you that first time you see it.
Yeah.
But this is a play that doesn't have an extraneous word in it. Every line of this play is hysterically funny,
mm-hmm.
and what a job PCA did on it.
Yeah, indeed. And now, what about the Reader's Theater series?
Oh, I'm glad you asked, because I want to let your listeners know what they're missing.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of people probably say to themselves, why would I go to a play reading when I can just wait for PCA to do a full production of something? Well, I've got to tell you that the Reader's Theater is one of the best things going on. I'm not even sure why. Maybe it's because they pick such fine scripts for the Reader's Theater. And what I mean by a reading, a play reading, they don't just hand them the scripts and expect them to just read. These are rehearsed and they're directed. And they use some of the finest directors and actors that PCA has for these Reader's Theater productions.
Mm-hmm.
And the director has complete discretion as to how it's presented.
Sure.
Sometimes they're sitting at music stands and they just read. That would be a rehearsed reading. Sometimes they have some costumes, some furniture on the stage. Sometimes there's some blocking, which means the actors actually move about on the stage.
Mm-hmm.
Director can do it anyway, and they've done it all different ways at PCA, and these are some of the best productions. And they're free. They do ask a $5 donation. And as far as I can see, everybody who goes puts in their $5. But
mm-hmm.
what a bargain.
And not only that, but from an actor's point of view, doing a reader's theater, because you're not expressing yourself physically, in a lot of ways it's more challenging because, as people in radio know, all you have to go by is your voice and inflection. You've got to really use your eyes and your voice and your inflection to be effective in reader's theater, correct?
Excellent point, yes. And that's why when they use some of their best actors for these things, it does not disappoint.
Yeah, indeed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have any newspaper or journalism experience before you started doing these reviews?
No. That brings up a funny story, actually.
Go ahead.
Early on with The Courier, a year or so ago, I submitted a review, and my editor emails me back, "What about art?" And so, slightly panic-stricken, I email him back. I say, "You mean like art exhibits, like the ones in the gallery at Prescott Center for the Arts or at Yavapai College Performing Arts Center Gallery?" And he emails back, "No, silly, I'm talking about photos for your review." And I said, "Oh, well, now you know that I have no knowledge of newspaper lingo or jargon."
Sure.
But I was really glad that happened, because up till that point, I had a very formal relationship with him, and it really broke the ice. And mm-hmm. after that, we would banter back and forth quite a bit over the email. So that was neat.
But have you ever heard back from a performer or a director about a play you reviewed?
Rarely. However, it's happened a few times since I've been up here reviewing for the Courier. Mm-hmm. Twice, I believe, I got very, very nice notes from directors thanking me for my review, and, you know, just very grateful that I had given a favorable review. I heard from a member of an audience of a show that she particularly loved and was in the same performance as I was, and saying, "Oh, I agree with everything you said. Thank you so much for your words, you know, about that show." And then an unfortunate thing happened. I heard from one of the actresses in Noises Off, which was done about a year ago.
With an incredible stage set.
I'm not a fan of English farce, and so I determined that I could easily review the production quality, mm-hmm. but that I would look to the audience for reaction, because I know that when everyone's laughing hysterically in an English farce, I'm probably just sitting there waiting for it to be over.
Yeah, but you're just not getting it. If they're laughing, you're not.
Yeah, it's just not my thing. So, you know, I could just not review those things, but no, then I determined, no, I can do this. I just have to look to the audience for response. And the audience response was a little tepid, even though the production was wonderful. I think really the play is at fault. But anyway, so she was very upset with my review. Mm-hmm. And really, I gave it such a favorable review, but at the very end I said, "So why isn't Noises Off a laugh riot? I wish I knew." But other than that, it was, you know, a very, very positive review. So I felt bad, and I got back to her. I wrote her back a very nice note, and then after getting back to her, I think I realized what happened. Just briefly, Noises Off is about another play.
Right.
It's about a disastrous opening night. Mm-hmm.
Is it ever?
The group is just totally unprepared, yeah. and the whole thing's a total tragedy. Yeah. And so I had to be very careful in describing the play that the reader didn't think I was talking about the PCA production,
yeah.
but rather, okay, so I think maybe she didn't get that
mm-hmm.
Maybe she didn't read my review carefully. Anyway, I felt so bad after that, but you know,
well,
it happens.
And as anybody who has ever reviewed anything knows, you can say 999 nice things, but guess what they're going to remember? The one uncomplimentary thing that you may have mentioned in review. That's just human nature, right?
Yes, and actually I talked to Susie Campbell at the Playhouse right after that happened, and she said, "Oh, it's no big deal. The review was overwhelmingly positive, and everyone yeah. took it as such." I said, "I'm good. So glad." I said, "You know, actually, I think it's good that I say something negative every once in a while. Otherwise, if people read my reviews often, they're going to think, oh, she's always positive.
Sure.
We can't trust her.
They don't
her.
Take it seriously."
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. How can people learn more about what you're doing these days?
I'm sorry, what was the
How can people learn more about what you're doing these days? Do you have a web page or
no,
anything?
No, I don't. I
you're
honestly
the last
don't.
Person in America without your own web page.
I don't
imagine
have a web
that.
Page,
How
no.
refreshing. Let me give you a rotary dial phone here.
I remember
great,
those.
Great having you on the show, Vicki. We hope you have a come back again real soon.
Oh,
and
I'd
we'll
love
talk
to.
More about what's going on in local theater, okay?
Thank you so much.
Very good. Vicki Paris Goodman, stay tuned. We've got Marnie Yule and the Talk of a Town Prescott Valley crew coming up next on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live at KQNA.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Bee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Made-to-order is more than simply the best cleaning company because we offer more than all the rest. Sometimes you need more than just a cleaning service. So Made-to-order now provides house and dog sitting, carpet and window cleaning, and property maintenance. Let us know how we can help you. We're your local, trusted, bonded, and insured cleaning service. For your free estimate, call us today at 928-899-8518 or go to PrescottMadeToOrder.com.
Listen to this.
Come ride with me. It's time to saddle up right away.
That's Western Hall of Fame artist Dave Stamey. And he's coming to the Prescott Oaks Theater on Friday, May 18th.
There's so much to see. Don't worry, I know the trails. I know the way.
Dave defies description. He's Western. He's country, folk, and a cowboy poet all rolled into one.
Come ride with me.
Tickets for the May 18th show are available now.
It's right away.
At the Prescott Oaks Theater and Performing Arts Center box office on Gurley Street. By vote at 777-1370 or online at Prescott Oaks Theater.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Hey, the Arizona Diamondbacks, who have just been tearing it up, they're in Los Angeles to play two games against, yes, once again, the Dodgers. They will play tonight and tomorrow. We will join the pregame show in progress tonight at 7 p.m., first pitch at 7:10. Don't miss that. Diamondbacks and Dodgers. Well, stay tuned now for Talk of a Town, Prescott Valley. Join me back here tomorrow with my guests, Kathy Miller-Hahn, who's directing Big River at the PCA. Also, Travis Bard from Keller Williams Realty for Red Day. And tomorrow, Janice Keeling with Mountain Artists Guild. That's Q&A tomorrow at 3 when I will see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V-Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.